This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic Feel Good Friday, getting you up this morning. If you're a 5-day employee, Monday through Friday, you've reached the finish line. It's right in front of you. Let's go.
Yeah, it'll be over before you know it. Welcome. Good morning, Monday morning quarterback.
Shout out to our first responders making it happen today. Our guys and men and women working on the roads, making it safe for us as well. Lots of baseball last night. We'll get to talk about – well, actually, we can talk about it now. This is a little while before we talk about it on the show. But Philadelphia Phillies getting eliminated last night from the postseason.
The way they got eliminated.
Yeah, walk-off era. What in the world?
Yeah, I mean, well, they ended up calling it a fielder's choice because the error doesn't matter, right? Like, either you're throwing them out or you're not there. But Kirkering was not good in this series at all, and that's a guy that they could rely on. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of ironic. They take Christopher Sanchez out, who's just coasting. I mean, just coasting. Same thing with Glasnow. Glasnow was coasting, and they take him out, immediately give up a run. And Christopher Sanchez gets an out, puts two guys on. They pull him. Next pitcher in, gives up a run, tied up. And then now here the Phillies, where you're feeling like you're going back home. Mm-hmm. Your pitcher's been great. You know it. Nope. Here's the Dodgers again, just too much talent. And the weird thing is, last night you were kind of beat by the others, not the Stars.
Yeah. Brewers fail to close out that series. Cubs win 6-0 at home. Cubs did it the way you're supposed to do it. They lost the first on the road, went home, saved the series, extended it. Now they're going back to Milwaukee. So if the trend holds up, Brewers winning 5. If not, Cubs got to shock some things, Ed. Get a road win this series.
Yeah, I just think the Brewers have just a lot. I think they're so well balanced, and they have been for the entire season. I just think it's a tough task right there because they got everything. They can hit and they can pitch. I mean, you're not heavy on one side.
Yeah. The thing with the Brewers that concerns me though is like it's Freddie Peralta. Mm-hmm. It's a very good bullpen. You got a couple of middling starters that are kind of the guys that'll get you through your regular season. Like Quinn Priester looked terrible in his last start. Jose Quintana's another guy that's been, I mean, I can't believe he's still pitching. When did he start? 1992?
Yeah.
It feels like. And Jacob Mizorowski, the kid that they were talking about, it's like, is he at his innings limit?
Not only that, but reality's caught up with him a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, they got more and more of you on film. You could still get your Ks, but, you know, people are going to wear you down if you're nibbling. And I like this Brewers team a lot. I think I'd rather see the Cubs move on. Cubs and Dodgers would be really fun. Two big cities. I'm sure that's what Major League Baseball wants. But
yeah,
I almost want the Brewers to win just to shove it on Craig Counsell.
Jeremy, have you ever like known the right way to go when betting went against your instinct and kick yourself all night?
Well, I'm probably doing that because I'm going to pick the Ravens to win in our pick segment.
Well, that was me last night. I said on air probably a gazillion times, I want to go with the Giants. I want to go with the Giants. I want to go with the Giants. I went Eagles because it just didn't sound right, and the Giants win by 17.
Yeah, it wasn't like there was some freak play at the end. They kicked their ass.
They really did. I'm sitting there watching the game thinking, oh my gosh, this was like this happens when you go against your instincts.
Scatterbo had three tutties.
Yeah.
97 yards, 98 yards. Mm. And your boy Jackson Darts. Touchdown pass, touchdown run.
Yeah.
He's looked good so far.
Yes. He sparks.
I like him. Which is his third game in the NFL?
Yeah.
I like him coming out of college, man. I know you and I disagreed on that.
Yeah, because like I thought he was getting overhyped. It's like, forgive me for this. They do try to find the really athletic dude and go, hey, this guy can, he's dual threat and he's going to do this. And I'm watching Ole Miss and I'm like, yeah, he got a ton of talent around him. And he was good there, but I just don't know if that's going to equate to the NFL level with the speed. And he's been great.
I like him. I think I agree with you. He was overhyped. But I try to, you know, kind of knock down the weeds a little bit and look at him for what he was. Yeah. He was overhyped, but he's really good, too.
And sometimes they're right.
Right.
That's the problem. They overhype so many guys that you're like, yeah, okay.
Whoa. Especially the quarterbacks because everybody's trying to find one. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be what they try to make him out to be, but I think he's going to be really, really good. I do. So, you know, I kind of sift through the hype. And look at it for what he was.
It's like I told everybody I wasn't a big fan of Bo Nix, and he had a great year. Mm-hmm. And I went, yeah, he did. He had a really good year. I still need to see more because I just don't like buy it for some reason. I'm not a Bo Nix guy.
I like him a lot.
I also think I'm very difficult on these quarterbacks because I just feel like the hype gets too big in these matchups or when people are talking about you coming out of college and it's all this. Because it's amazing to me when the NFL draft happens and you got all these guys that are talking about at the top. And then you get two quarterbacks that go back to college and they're like, oh, well, that means we got to move everybody up two spots.
Right.
No, if that guy was supposed to go in the third round, why is he going in the first round now?
Out of need.
Yeah, that's necessity.
See, I be honest with you, Jeremy, and you know this, I don't watch a lot of that pre-draft stuff. So the only hype I know is the hype that Cole's got it kind of public and it's the groundswell hype.
I just can't get enough of it.
I don't watch it. I don't watch it. I don't watch the combine. I just don't. It's just not entertaining to me. So I don't get caught up too much in the hype. It's more of what I've seen, and sometimes when it's some of these small school guys is what you read. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Friday. Ravens getting ready to take on the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are then stay in town to get ready for to go overseas and play a game. So not moving back, not going back to Los Angeles after the game. You said you want to go Ravens in this one?
Well, it's the whole reverse
and
lock
thing. And we'll give our official predictions later.
It's the reverse lock thing. And even if you're taking the points, it's an ugly button to click.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and
what was the score last week?
Yeah.
Against a team that's not as good?
You know what I think it is? I think it's okay for me to feel ballsy in our picks because if I lose one, it's like, whatever. If I win on Monday, it's like, hey, guess what I picked?
I don't care anymore. Yes. Because I went 2 years in a row. I didn't get nothing.
We gotta take that out.
No 7.5-point spread, 44.5 over, under. That's a low over-under for Ravens, isn't it?
That's what it feels like, and I'm wondering if this rain's going to have more of an impact than we're thinking. I've said this before. Light rain, moderate rain helps the offense. It does. Outside of the ball slipping, quarterback having fumbling issues, small hands, smells like cabbage, you know, that type of thing. If you get into a situation where it's a torrential downpour, I don't think it helps anybody, but like the fact of the matter is you're going to lean defense because it's ball security.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I'm looking at this Browns-Steelers game, and I told you that's the next game I'm agonizing over. In the gambling world, I'm thinking Steelers win, Browns cover, 5.5 points. Steelers win, Browns cover. Because I don't – that's a tough – that's like the last game remaining on our pick sheets. It's blank. I don't know where I'm going with that one.
Yeah, I guess my issue with that is I kind of thought the same way you did, and the more and more I looked at the game, it's like, all right – If it's not going to happen for the Steelers to kind of handle a team now, when is it going to happen? You're coming off your bye week, and you get the Browns coming off of a very tough loss in London, and now they're playing. Remember, we talked about before, hey, you don't want to play a game after you've traveled 5 hours to London and crossed all those time zones and come back. It's like now you get this situation where more and more teams are playing after it, and I think we have to pay attention to see how they play because we've seen some tired teams just look bad, and maybe that's the case.
Sean just texted me, do you think the NFC East ends up being the best division in football by the end of the season.
No, all those teams suck care. Except for Washington.
I don't. My official answer is I don't care. I don't give a rip, man. We texted. You don't get to text us questions and then call in later with different questions. You don't get to do that.
I answered it.
It's one communication per person?
That's right. One per day.
Per day.
Per day. That's right.
Now he's going to text me and ask a question.
I just want a video.
I don't. I've seen enough of those.
Lee Sterling joins us from Paramount Sports at 6:45 to go in on his weekend predictions. But on the other side, Patrick Ricard returns to practice, but some key pieces are still out. Do you think the Ravens should take it easy with key guys like Ricard and Roquan so that they can get close to 100%? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Baltimore Ravens have been, we look every day at the injury report because it's the guys on that injury report are for a lot of all pros and pro bowlers. A lot of money on that injury report as well. Looks like Patrick Ricard will be back. He's back in practice. Hearing some things about Roquan as well. But if those guys, Jeremy, let's say 80%, and they can go, but not their best. Do you save them for after the bye where they can be healthier, or is it too desperate right now to be able to afford yourself that?
I mean, so my thought process on this always is, I don't know that you can always trust the player because the player's going to want to go in. You got to trust your eyes and watching them in practice when they're limited.
That's why you have doctors.
Yeah, and then make the best decision there because you do have the bye week coming up. 1 week off could turn into 3 weeks off really quickly of you getting healthy, which is huge. So for Lamar, it's an absolute no for me unless you looked at him in practice at some point. He's not practicing, but looked at him in practice and said yes. Guys like Ricard and Roquan, if they're at that point and they feel good, I mean, you're 1-4. You got to take every chance that you have. But I still believe, too, you got to trust your eyes and what you're seeing in practice. If they're not practicing, I don't know how you play them.
I'll say this, man. I don't. If they're good to go, if they can go, then I'll let them play. Bottom line, I'll let them play. It's too late in the season.
It's too late to throw away a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. It's like, I mean, Lamar, he didn't practice. He's not playing. I'm assuming he's not playing if he didn't practice on a Thursday. And then, you know, if these other guys have practiced and they're cleared medically, I haven't played. You can't throw. I mean, otherwise, to me, that's just hoisting a white flag.
You know what's interesting about this year, though, the way it's setting up, and I don't think anybody predicted this, but you could, in essence, be in playoff games for yourself starting out of the bye week. Like, yeah, you could have that mentality. Yeah. There's no overlooking any opponent.
Not anymore.
You have to look at the next guy that's on your schedule. Let the coaches worry about anything if they're preparing down the line for someone. But this is a point where you need to pile up and get one of those, hey, we just won 9 out of 10, yeah, or 8 in a row or whatever it may be, to try to get back to where you need to be.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You're at a point in the season right now where very few people are 100%. I don't think anybody is, really. But very few people are 100%. If Ricard is healthy enough to get clearance from the doctor, he said he's good to go, then that's your running game opening up. That's another piece to the running game, trying to get the running game off to the right start. If Roquan is good to go, you know, that's efforting to stop the running game of the Los Angeles Rams. Those are two of your better players. You got to get those guys in if they're good to go.
I think, too, like, you don't realize how important some of these guys are to the entire unit until they're gone for a game or two. Mm-hmm. And then you see the replacements come in and you're like, ooh, yeah, Roquan, get back as soon as you can, buddy. Yeah. This is, you know, even with the cornerbacks, like, I trust some of the cornerback depth that they have, and I'd be fine going in the games with the guys that they've had, even with the injuries, if they had a better pass rush. But the pass rush has been non-existent.
Right.
Which is why, like, it was laughable to me. People were going, I can't believe you traded away a pass rusher. A pass rusher that wasn't rushing?
Right.
Like, what was he doing?
That's the pass rusher that made you draft a guy with some character issues in the second round to be a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that guy was doing his job, Mike Green wouldn't be here. You know, if he and a David Ajabo were doing their job, every year they have to address the pass rusher need. They'd address it with an aging veteran in Kyle Van Noy because of that guy. So, yeah, he's the reason that you have to keep looking for pass rushers. Baltimore, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. Happy Friday to all you guys.
Happy Friday.
Question. For this particular game coming up, one of my biggest suggestions was they go heavy jumbo. The dude, use the guy Emory Jones, the offensive tackle, or the guy they just picked up, Green, to give them some extra reps or whatever. And that way it would help the running game. And then for the defense, if they use extra safety, what's the guy named Gardner or the one they picked up from the Chargers, and use one linebacker, would that help out the defense as far as covering a lot of those? What's the guy, Puka Nacua?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
You can't cover that guy with just one guy. He's in the same boat with Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. If you've watched his route running ability, you cannot cover him with a single guy. You just can't. He's going to win more times than not.
Yeah.
And in this league, if you're not getting a pass rush too, this is the other issue. I don't care if you had three Darrell Revises out there and then he's locking it up. You give a quarterback 5 to 6 seconds in this league and they will pick you apart. And I don't care who it is.
You can't cover somebody for 6 seconds. That's the problem.
And that's the problem, is you got to get there. And that's where, you know, I look at the team and the way it's been assembled. You got to find some sort of pass rush. That's why I loved when Mike McDonald was here, because he was getting the most out of guys that, like, Kyle Van Noy's career was resurrected here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we thought, okay, he'll be here for a year and then say goodbye and maybe he hangs him up. No, he's played his ass off here. And I think a lot of that comes down to the scheme. I mean, Mike McDonald got a lot of guys paid, including Geno Stone.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. If you hear the way Cincinnati talks about it, it's like, he did what? He stinks. So.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens getting ready to take on the Los Angeles Rams. Guys, do you feel, and I don't want to ask this question too much, but are you getting a buzz from this game from the people?
I think more and more people are talking about it, because it's like, all right, are the Ravens going to show up, or are they going to go 1-5 in their bye week, and then we see how they look? I think the thing that most people are shocked by is, like, seeing the Ravens as over a touchdown underdog at home. Has that ever happened? Would you have to go back to the 90s,
it's,
I guess?
It's really kind of disrespectful. It's been a while. Like, yeah. To be a, you know, more than a touchdown favorite in a home game.
But the bookmakers have to do something regarding this because like you're what you're watching. Because I've talked to so many people that go, how is the total 44 and a half or 45? Have they not been watching the Ravens?
Yeah.
Like some people might think the Rams get that number on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there are going to be some tweaks and that we do see Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage. And I think that's going to help. I also believe with Ricard back, and if the weather's an issue, we see a healthy dose of Derrick Henry. And this might come down to, as bad as the weather is, special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, what's the price of the average ticket for this week?
Through SeatGeek, it was $34.
That's the lowest ticket. Now, last week, it was what? 50-something? It was down from the
55.
Week before, 55. And before then, it was, I think, in the 70s. So my point is, the arrow is pointing the wrong way, Ed. It's going down.
Oh yeah, that's the problem. And this, you know, this isn't like just trying to be like, oh, woe is us to get to, you know, to stir up phone calls and stuff. There's nothing good here right now. There's nothing that would tell me, like, oh yeah, there's hope. That because besides the injury, besides the questionable decisions where it looks like they're confused, then you compound these massive injuries. Last game, they look like they gave up. And I don't care. You know, they can get as offended as they want, and I know that's going to be a problem with, you know, these guys fight. They didn't look like they fought that hard.
No.
They sure didn't. And, like, you know the difference between people are really trying to play. The hitting was absent. There was no aggression, no hard hits, no nothing. Like, just nothing. It just looked like, you know, let's get out of here today.
You kind of felt like it was like a grown man playing in Pop Warner at times. Like,
yeah,
hey, I'm going to catch this. Oh, well, you'll tackle me, but I'm going to gain another 6 yards.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I remember when we were kids and we had my one friend who was 6'5", and he weighed like a couple hundred pounds. I mean, he was a big boy. He's still a big boy, Chris. You know you're a big boy. And then he wanted to play quarterback when we were playing like Thanksgiving football.
Right.
He'd fall forward for 5 yards. He was so damn big. And everybody's got their... Yeah, he's wearing you like a cape around his back. Somebody's got his foot. Somebody else has got his ankle. It's like when you were a kid wrestling with dad. You know, like...
No, like they did in Pop Warner. What they would do most often is the one kid that hit puberty first was bigger than the others. He was the running back because nobody could tackle him. Here you go. It's like...
410-583-1057 is the number. Mike Preston joins us at 7 o'clock, but on the other side... Zach Orr says he's not worried about his job status, and Monken says it's everybody's responsibility to turn things around. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lee Sterling joins the show in a little while, 6:45. But right now, Zach Orr says he's not worried about his job status. And this is what Todd Monken had to say also. Of course, Zach Orr.
I'm honestly not worried about it. I'm just focused on this Sunday. If you probably asked me last year, I probably would honestly tell you that it would be something that would bother me or get to me. But I've grown closer in faith to God, honestly, and I know that he's in control, man. And everything that's going to happen is going to be written. It's already done. All I got to do is go out there and just continue to work day by day and put my best foot forward. And so I'm not really worried about, you know, what happens. I'm just worried about finding a way to get a win on Sunday and stop a high-powered offense with L.A. coming in.
Man, ask him what coverage y'all should be running. If you're talking to God every day, he's got to be telling you, man, your defense looks terrible.
I love when guys have faith. I do. I love it. I never make fun of that. I will never. I love it when they express it and open to talk about it. But I'm friends with my pastor, Steve Toole, and who has as much, if not more, faith than anybody I know. But he know what he does for his Sunday messages. He prepares.
I love that.
That's he prepares.
True. Yes.
He does not get up in front of hundreds of people and say, for the next hour, I'm going to lean on my faith.
Yeah. Look, God's going to tell me what to say.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. God, you know, God's the ventriloquist. And you know what I mean? No, he prepares for the message.
Message.
You know what I mean? The message is delivered by him. Now, that might be inspired by your faith, but you still got to work and you got to produce. And if he doesn't deliver good messages, people are going to be looking for another church, not staying there because of his faith. I love it. I love the fact that guys are willing and open to talk about their faith. That's fine, dude. But you still got a job to do. And right now, people are losing faith in you. This is what Todd Monken had to say.
We've gotten ourselves in a little bit of a rut. It's not just the O-line. It's just us in general. And I'm going to refer back to what I said. It's not just them. We got to coach better.
We got to scheme it better. Got to call it better. Got to execute better. And I know I'm broken record. And they're a part of that. Everybody's a part of that. Just like we're all part of it when it's really good. And it has been. And so we got to own it when it isn't. Starting with me, right? That's where it starts. Then our coaches, then how do we build it together? And then how do we get it done during the week that it shows up on Sunday?
Todd Monken. You Mary Franklin. Todd Monken said,
wow.
We all got to own it just like we own it when we're doing well.
Yeah.
Nobody's calling my name out when my offense is dropping 40, but now you want to call my name out.
Wow.
And if you heard what he said at the end, he said, we all got to claim it, even the coaches. Even the coaches. Dude, there's nothing you can tell me right now, Jeremy Kahn, to convince me that wasn't a shot back at John Harbaugh. Nothing you can tell me.
I ain't trying to convince you that. I think sometimes we do read too much into what's being said,
mm-hmm.
and guys are usually saying that this. I mean, look, the coach speak and all that. I like when we get this because he's right. I mean, if you're going to get all the praise, you got to deal with this when the time comes,
yeah.
and you know it's going to come at some point.
Uh-huh.
Everybody goes through it. You just talked about Bill Belichick. We were talking about him changing the Lombardi Trophy's name to the Belichick Trophy, and then you point out, look what he did before Brady. Look what he did after. I ain't changing anything.
Ain't changing nothing. Changing the Tom Brady Trophy.
Yeah. So I really like Monken. I think he's really, really good at what he does. I was on
I like him too.
A FanDuel radio show last night. I guess it's going to play on Sunday. But like, it's funny to me how people look at the Ravens right now and from the outside going, hey, what's going on? What do they need to do? How do we look at teams? Like, why can't the Ravens do what the 49ers did last Thursday? All beat up, missing all these pieces, backup quarterback, all your wide receivers are gone, guys on the defensive side are gone, and then you, as a double-digit underdog almost, went and won outright on a short week on the road.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you got to do that. That's extravagant. But, like, beat the teams you're supposed to beat. Damn, man. And again, like, I think Todd Monken's great. I just think there's some really, really good offensive coordinators in this league. And at some point, they all eventually get too cute because they're smarter than everybody
else. I think that's the nature of offensive coordinators, more so the DCs. DC's got to get the job done. DC is all about productivity, stopping you. Offense, for some reason, offensive people, and they want to get cute. They want to take, hey, ha-ha, see what happened?
Yeah, they want to be
they
the
They want
one,
the high five.
They want the touchdown pass to the offensive lineman. They want the Philly special.
Yeah.
They want to get down there and run a jet sweep when you're not expecting it, or a naked bootleg, and, hey, we got a waggle here. Here's the guy.
It's because just turning around, handing it off to the Hall of Fame running back behind your offensive line is just too boring.
Yeah.
It's just way too boring.
By the way, anytime I see you run a jet sweep to the short side of the field, it makes me want to pull my hair crazy. Out.
I get the you're trying to I'm going to fool them. They'll never expect it on the short side. No, you have nowhere to go.
Yeah, he's got less room.
I don't expect it, but I have a lot less room to have to recover.
Hey, there's two things driving me. That drives me nuts. And when you're first and goal from the half yard line and you're going to pass, there's no end zone. You have like everybody squeezed it to 10 yards, guy. Yeah. Don't throw.
It makes it difficult. I'm waiting for the time where it's like, the team punts on third down because they're not expecting it. Yeah, look at this. We got you.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. Good Friday, fellas.
Good Friday.
Hey, Rob, check your phone, man. I just sent you a video, man. I'm glad you just said what you said about Todd, man. Like, I ain't going to say too much, man, but Todd knew what's going on, man, because I'd be weak. Hear me out real quick. That must sound like shallow a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey.
Hey, Bob. Man, like, just think about it. Like, Greg Roman, he was a decent OC, right? But he didn't make no adjustments.
None.
And now, John Harbaugh, like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't like John Harbaugh throwing my man Todd under the bus, man. Because, Todd, I got to protect Todd,
I got
to protect my guy. That's my guy. But all I told Todd, Jeremy, right Sunday, I said, Todd, thank you, man. I know what's going on. Just keep doing your thing. He said, thanks, man. Because something is off, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. I don't know what it is. I'm going to just say it's horrible. It's horrible. He got to go, man.
Mm.
But
yeah,
look.
That's what you're doing.
I told Jeremy I wasn't going to give out a score prediction, though, but I lied. based off the Lions game, 2 years ago, we beat them 38-3. The Rams, man. Woo! Don't kill me, Ravens flop. 56.
Ooh.
56.
Ooh.
20 Ravens.
Ooh.
Hey, man, I talked to y'all Monday, man. Hopefully I don't crash out, but I talked to y'all Monday.
You're emotional right now. There's going to be 56, enough 20.
Possessions in the game to I drop was just a 50 burger?
But 76 points.
Yeah. We're going to have six turnovers?
You're going to come in and make a crazy-ass statement like, what do you say, 56 to
20.
How are the Ravens going to get 20 points, man? No, I'm sorry.
Mike Preston joins us at 7. On the other side, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports with his predictions for the weekend on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from Paramount Sports, he is Lee Sterling. What's going on, Lee?
I'm good. Ready for another big week. So, I guess the countdown is how much longer until Lamar returns? What's your best guess?
After the bye week.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
And Lee, you were 3-1 okay. Last week, right?
Yep, 3-1, 10-1 for our clients Saturday and Sunday. So great weekend, and hopefully it continues. I think some great spots, and we're going to talk about one of them. One team is in one of the worst spots we've seen in a long time as far as scheduling.
So, Lee, obviously we're very interested in what happens with the Maryland Terrapins. We got Nebraska this week, 7-point underdogs here, but we're kind of optimistic about this Terps team this year. What do you think?
It's just crazy in that game. You know, things are looking perfect. You know, they're up 20-0. And then all of a sudden, that mojo, I mean, if you play sports, you know, sometimes you just can't get it back. You can't explain it here. But, you know, they got a shot here. The public just keeps thinking this team isn't very good. I mean, a home underdog again here. I think it's just way, way too much here. So I think that the offense, as long as they get off to a decent start, is going to be fine here. I don't think Nebraska is anything special except for their quarterback, Rayola. So, and their play calling I thought was going to be better also. I think they hang around here. I think they pull off the small upset here. Nebraska hasn't shown me much at all. That offensive line was absolutely destroyed by Michigan. So I like the Terps here. I think they win this game here 27-24.
Lee, let's go to the NFL, and it's one of the more interesting games of the week. The Chiefs at home favored by 2.5 over the Lions.
Here's what's crazy. Since 2021, Lions, Dan Campbell, this team is 51-21-2. You go back like 50 years, there's no team that the record is even close to that as far as the spread record. In fact, the best teams, you know, like the 2003 to 2007 Patriots team, also 1999, 2003 Philadelphia Eagles, those teams are just 66%. Whereas they're over 70%. So it's just crazy. The only concern here is the cornerback position, but the Kansas City's defense, they're just starting to look tired. I mean, this team's just a step slow right now, and they just don't have a lot of depth. They can't interchange a lot of guys, and you got to play at least 14, 15 guys on defense during the season. So the weapons for Detroit are just sick. I mean, it's off the chart. They have two great running backs, maybe the best wide receiver duo. I think you go Detroit. They're on a roll, and they'll stay on a roll for at least a couple more games. I like him here, 38-28.
Lee, let's stick to the NFL. The Browns travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Steelers are 5-point favorites. But I told Jeremy, last night my head was telling me go Giants, and I went against it. Today I'm saying Browns. So maybe Steelers win, Browns cover.
Maybe not. No. Here's something. Most teams, when they come back from overseas, they give them the bye week. Or let's say, you know, you play on Sunday, they'll have them play on Monday night. They got them playing, I mean, back-to-back Sundays. I mean, this is bad. Pittsburgh, they're coming off of a bye. And how good did Aaron Rodgers do 2 weeks ago in Dublin? Just completed 81% of his passes, over 9 yards per pass attempt against a Vikings defense that is even better than Cleveland's here, and that was without Jaylen Warren. And quarterbacks making their first or second start on the road, how about this, 13-36 straight up here. I think that Dillon Gabriel's in big trouble here. Browns generally have had a great defense. No team has allowed fewer first downs going back to the start of 2024. Unfortunately, that is yet to translate into wins because their lack of offense constantly puts that defense in tough spots here. Pittsburgh big, 31-10.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We're going to bring it back to this to Baltimore. I was going to say the city that bleeds, but ignore that. Anyway, obviously we're hosting the Rams this week.
Yeah.
Big underdogs at home, which we're certainly not used to seeing. But you got the best receiver in the league, at least statistically, coming in against the second worst pass defense, and you know what the Ravens look like. How bad is this going to be?
You know, it's going to be tough. They're going to have to try to control the ball. The problem is when you build an offense, you sold out to Lamar Jackson's whims and the current offensive coordinator's college tempo. When you have a team and you want to stay close and you don't have the talent, you want to slow things down and you want to have less possessions. That's why perfect would be an offense like Army, Navy, or Air Force that runs the ball, gains 4 or 5 yards, takes their time in the huddle. But that's not the case. So that's going to be trouble here. They've got to try to slow it down. They're going to have to try to do really well in the special teams category. And Rams special teams are very good also. They're 23-15 against the spread. That's 60.5% as a road favorite during Sean McVay's tenure here. Very impressive here. So time of possession just was terrible going in last week. And every time you looked up, Houston had the ball over 36 minutes of the 60-minute game here. It's going to be tough. I like the Rams here. And Puka, how do you cover the guy? Maybe with 2 or 3 guys.
Maybe.
Not going to happen. Maybe. Rams here, 28-10.
I think you got to call the Galooly brothers to come in. And
yeah.
Hey, Lee, let's talk about your game of the week, Ohio State on the road at Illinois.
Wow, this is an interesting game. So this line opened up 17.5. And there's money coming out on Illinois. So you want to find out if Illinois keeps it close or maybe pulls off the shocker, or this can be another Ohio State easy win. Just be one of the first 5 callers. Call 800 400 9741 first five callers. We're going to give it to them for free. And like I said, went 10-1 for our clients last weekend, 9-5 and 9-4 the weekends before that. So a lot going on. We got baseball, playoffs. You want to get through the World Series, our player props or our selections reduced to just $97. Also, big UFC card from Brazil, seven selections, $37 there. And football, all different specials. If you just want to try out our NFL, 5 for $55. How about this? The last three Sundays, we've gone 5-0, three straight Sundays, 15-0 the last three Sundays, five selections, $55, just one place, ParamountSports.com.
There you go.
Thanks, Lee.
Hey, Lee, thanks a lot, right, man. Good. Talk to you next
week. Thank
you, man. Okay, see you guys.
All right. That was pretty good.
You know, sad news, man. I tell you how much I hate the Boston Red Sox, but, you know, it's our former Red Sox outfielder, Mike Greenwell, died yesterday at the age of 62. Greenwell, one of the most underrated players of his era. 12 years, .303 batting average, .368 on-base percentage, and an .831 OPS. One of the most underrated players because he wasn't a big home run hitter. Yeah.
I was never a big – well, obviously I don't like anyone from the Red Sox, right, but the two guys when I was younger growing up – well, I put Nomar aside. I always liked Nosemar.
That was some snot locker. Yeah.
But no, like Ellis Burks and Mike Greenwell were my two guys that I liked on their team.
Mine was a little bit before you, Jim Rice and Tony Armas. Those were my two I like. 410-583-1057.
Did Mike you like Preston. Rice because they didn't think he liked anyone?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that was a personality.
That's what it was. Hey, man, you know what? I didn't understand it as a kid, but as I got to know Boston, I kind of understood why he didn't like anybody.
What'd he say?
Mike Preston joins us up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.